Right now, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
Golden State Warrior star Kevin Durant suffered a knee injury on Wednesday night. It's going to keep him off the court for at least 4 weeks, they say. Is that going to affect the Warriors' status as one of the top two or three teams in the league?
The interesting thing is it probably won't. It will affect their status as a powerhouse that probably was going to win the NBA title, but it probably drops them into the top two or three.
Colin Kaepernick made two announcements this week, Charlie. One was that he's planning to opt out of his contract with San Francisco, and he's going to be available to any NFL team that might like to sign him. And the second announcement was that from now on, he will stand up during the national anthem. Coincidence? You decide.
Yeah, it's an interesting turn of events. What will be even more interesting, though, is to see if somebody picks him up, because if nobody picks him up, then something's going on beyond his ability.
Charlie, will you join me in recommending that my employer and yours adopt a policy recently instituted by the Boston Red Sox, because the Sox have built a nap station at Fenway Park for the players? We got to have one of those, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think a nap is the most important part of the day. But, you know, can you just imagine, Bill, what this would have been like in the 50s when, like, players would drink, like, 8 beers during a game?
Yeah, no problem, because they were also taking about 8 greenies during a game.
Well, that's true.
No worries.
That's very true.
During an investigation of two men who've been accused of smuggling Cuban ballplayers into the U.S., Jose Abreu of the Chicago White Sox testified that on a plane bound for Chicago back in 2013, he had eaten a forged passport. Why didn't he just stick the bogus passport in that little pocket on the seat back in front of him? Nobody ever looks in there, do they?
Well, I think the cleaning crew probably does, and it would be his seat. But obviously, Jose had watched entirely too many episodes of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. on syndication.
A story emerged this week regarding the possible reemergence of the Hartford Whalers. They left Hartford in 1997. Now there's talk of the New York Islanders moving to Hartford. All right. Who's the loser if this happens, the hockey team or Hartford?
Oh, now, come on. People look back upon the Whalers very fondly. Everybody's waiting for the strains of Brass Bonanza to echo through the hollers and hills of Connecticut again. Plus, there's all kinds of neat casinos there now.
The U.S. Golf Association is proposing a reduction in the number of the rules of golf. Among the suggested changes are fewer moved ball penalties and an increase in player integrity regarding ball placement and checking golf balls for damage, whatever all that means. Nothing in there about intentional walks.
No, absolutely not. I think of all our sports, golf has a rule book that could stand some pruning. There's no question. And these all seem logical. I mean, because you've got guys who, you know, will hit the ball in the dead center of the fairway and, you know, pick it up and examine it like they've just removed somebody's kidney.
Is that a happy thing? Or
no, it's not. Just kind of look it over.
7-year-old Grayson Powell of Conception Bay, Newfoundland, and his teammates were recently stripped of their gold medals, these medals that they had won at a recent bowling tournament. And the reason was that young Grayson wore a pair of faded black jeans, and the requirement was black pants, and those didn't qualify. I don't know how we're going to teach kids respect for bowling etiquette.
Yes, I know. It's a hard life there in Newfoundland. It's a small town with lots of bowlers and little or nothing else to do. When you talk about unnecessary controversies. Who complained is what I'm interested in.
Those pants.
Who's the one who got, hey, those are jeans.
Those are the wrong pants.
Those are, you know what those are, Bill? Those are performance-enhancing pants.
All right. And finally, Charlie, I want to share with you my favorite basketball name of the week. There's a high school player in Utah whose name is Stockton Malone Shorts. How can this guy miss?
First of all, he's really good. So you're going to be seeing more of Stockton Malone Shorts.
Man, what incredible foresight to name your little boy Stockton Malone Shorts when he comes along.
Well, huh? I remember way back in the day when John Stockton and Karl Malone were playing for Utah, and I written something about him for the departed National Sports Daily. Mm-hmm. And for that Christmas, my son gave me a John Stockton jersey. And I asked him how he managed to choose the Stockton jersey, not the Malone jersey. And my son said, Dad, you'd look really stupid in Karl Malone's jersey. So good luck to Stockton Malone shorts.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.